Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi there, it's Veronica Hendricks, collard greens and caviar food blogger. If you haven't had a chance to check out my blog, please pop over to collardgreensandcaviar.com for some great recipes and some really cool food stories. Well, I'm back in the kitchen, listening to some really smooth sounds, some really cool music, you know, the kind of music that I love to hear on KTWV, The Wave. It's the kind of music that inspires me to get in the kitchen and to cook. You know, we've all been doing our part. I mean, we've been doing this for a while, staying indoors, quarantining, being safer at home. And we've been eating a lot of junk, to be honest with you. I know I've been eating a lot of fried and greasy foods. My favorite food comes out of a wrapper, you know, it's a candy bar. And I love to stick my hands in a bag and grab a bunch of chips and shove them in my mouth. Well, you know, I have to kind of slow my roll here, you know. I do need to eat something that nourishes me. I've been eating a lot of snacks, and then I've been slipping in a meal in between my snacks, and it should actually be the reverse. So today, I'm going to make one of my favorite salads that really satisfies me. It's one of the salads that I make when I know that I've just blown it, and I need to kind of redeem myself and kind of bathe my body in something that's good and nourishing, so that I'll feel more positive about myself. So this is a very simple salad that's made out of three greens. It's made out of curly leaf kale, flat leaf kale, and some cabbage. It's dressed with this very light and delightful vinaigrette that also doubles as a marinade. In fact, I've got a couple of chicken breasts that are marinating in this marinade right now that I'm gonna grill later that I often have with this salad. The vinaigrette is actually the star of the salad. It's actually my secret. I don't share this secret very often, but I'm going to share it with you. The vinaigrette has just a very few amount of simple ingredients. But before we get started, make sure you gather all your ingredients if you're going to make this recipe. And the recipe will be posted. But gather all of your ingredients before you get started. So what are those ingredients that go in this very simple and delightful vinaigrette slash marinade? We're going to make it right now because I'm hungry and I haven't eaten. So the recipe is very simple. You need 2 tablespoons of olive oil. So we're going to pour that in this bowl right now. So let's put 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And this is the extra virgin olive oil. I love the taste of olive oil. I oftentimes will just pour it over a salad with a little lemon juice and salt and pepper. Okay, then next we need 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. Now, this is the raw, unfiltered kind, and it settles, so you have to give it a good shake. So I'm shaking it up. All right, so we're going to put in 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. We're going to put that in there. Our next ingredient is we need 1/4 teaspoon of Italian seasoning. So we're going to put 1/4 teaspoon of Italian seasoning. We need 1/4 teaspoon of garlic. Now, this is the minced garlic that comes in the jar. I cheat, you know, because I don't want to mince garlic. And then our last ingredient is a quarter teaspoon of salt. You got that? Very simple. I'll go over these ingredients again as I'm whisking. You're going to whisk this in a bowl. And you're going to whisk it until it comes together. So once again, those ingredients are 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of Italian seasoning, dry Italian seasoning of your choice, and then 1/4 teaspoon of garlic. So you whisk that up. Now we're going to set this aside. Now we're going to make the salad, we put the salad greens together. So as I mentioned, we use curly leaf kale, flat leaf kale, and we also use cabbage. So for the curly leaf kale and flat leaf kale, I have taken out the stems and I've cut them. The cabbage has also been sliced in half and I've cut it as well. And you'll see it when you take a look at the blog post, or the post rather. So I never really measured how much salad or how much greens that I put in the salad. So I kind of took an attempt to measure. So it's approximately 2 cups of curly leaf kale, 2 cups of flat leaf kale, and then about 3 cups of cabbage. Now, the 3 cups of cabbage, because I really like cabbage, and I've put most of those ingredients in the bowl, but I do need to cut up just a little bit more, and I'm cutting this right now, a little bit more of curly leaf cabbage, because it looks like I'm a little under. Okay, so I'm cutting that up. And so the rest of the salad greens are in the bowl. So the next thing we do is we take this lovely vinaigrette that we've made and set it here on the counter next to me. Let's toss these greens. So you put all your greens in the bowl and toss them, get them well incorporated. So we're getting them well incorporated. Toss them. Clean hands, please. So we're going to toss them, get them well incorporated, well mixed. All right. Then we're going to start off with 1 tablespoon of our vinaigrette. So we're going to scoop out 1 tablespoon of our vinaigrette, and we're going to drizzle it over the salad. Start with 1 tablespoon. Maybe we'll do a little bit more. It makes about 2.5 tablespoons total. All right, so we've got the vinaigrette poured over the salad. Now here's the fun part. We're going to add 1/3 cup of sliced Kalamala olives. Yes, so we've got those. We're going to sprinkle those on top. Now, those are all on top. Put that over here. And the last thing we're going to put on this salad is about 1/4 cup of grated Romano cheese. Yeah, baby. All right, so we're going to sprinkle that on top. Now, the best way to mix this salad is with your hands. Tongs won't do. So get your hands in there, mix that all up, toss, turn that salad till everything is well mixed, okay? Now, I don't like a lot of dressing on my salad, but if you do, add the rest. But I would suggest you stop, take a taste. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what we wanted. So that is our salad. Let me rinse my hands. And now we're going to make our chicken breast. Now, this makes a lot of salad. I'm going to be honest with you. Let me have a sip of my adult beverage. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not know how to make salad for one person. I have never just cooked for, I cook for myself, but I usually make enough for leftovers, enough for family, enough for friends. So if you're a party of one and you're cooking this for yourself, I'm sorry, you're just going to have leftovers. But, you know, enjoy them. And then remember this recipe when you have friends and family over. They are going to love this. So now, we are going to go ahead and get our chicken breast started. Now, a lot of times when I make this salad, I want to have some protein with it. So what I have done, as I mentioned before, I have 2 chicken breasts that I sliced in half. So now I have 4 separate pieces, and that way they cook faster. And I put them in one of those plastic zipper bags, And then I've added some of the marinade slash salad dressing that I mixed together. So it's been marinating. So now that it's marinated, we're going to grill this chicken, all right? And I've got a pan on the stove. It's actually a grill pan. It's on the stove. And I'm going to add these to the grill pan. In fact, these will be a little hotter. Let me tell you about this pan that I have. This is actually a cast iron skillet. And I love this because it's got the little ripples so that when you cook anything in it, it gives it that nice, those nice grill marks that we all love. A lot of us have these kinds of grill pans, and I bet you have one too. It's probably in the back of your cupboard. So what I would suggest you do, bend down, take a look in your cupboard, pull out all those pans, and I bet you have one in the very back of your cupboard. So now you probably hear the chicken breast sizzling on this grill pan. And I'm telling you, that's a sound that I love. That's like music, okay? And the smell, the aroma, if you could be here, it just smells so, so delicious. This is really going to be so tasty. The trick to this is to cook the chicken breasts for about 3 minutes on each side. You just want to get a lot of color on this chicken breast. You want to get those nice grill marks. I love watching those cooking shows when the chef is cooking and they always say, well, you know, get a lot of color on the food because color equals flavor. I love that. Color equals flavor. So don't be afraid to get a little color, you know, to really sear that chicken breast. So you hear it searing, you hear it cooking. Oh, this is going to be lovely. Sometimes when I make these chicken breasts, I will make myself a chicken sandwich, or I'll cut it up and I'll add it to a salad. And there are times when I've actually made tacos with it. Okay, we're going to turn these over, get some nice grill marks on these. Now, I've already made some of these in advance because, you know, cooking real time takes time, but about 2 minutes on each side, okay? Now, here's the secret to making really tender chicken breasts that you sear on the stovetop like this. All right, you cook it 2 to 3 minutes on each side. Get those nice, lovely grill marks that we talk about, and then you remove it from the stovetop. And you put it on a separate pan, a baking sheet, and you stick it in the oven and finish it off. It takes about 7 to 10 minutes at 375. And that way you have the most moist and tender chicken breast. You can cook it completely on the stovetop, but because the thickness varies on these thin chicken breasts, some areas might be completely cooked, other areas could be overcooked. So to ensure that you have even cooking, what I would suggest you do is pop those bad boys in the oven. So we've got enough color on these. We're going to take these out. And we're going to finish them off in the oven. All right, so those have gone in the oven. Now, as I said, I have already made 2 in advance. So we are going to go ahead and plate this. So we're going to take some of our greens, and these are lovely. All right, we're going to put these on a plate. And then that chicken breast that we made, I've taken it and put it on a cutting board, and I've cut it in slices. So you can either serve it over the chicken, you can serve the chicken over the salad if you want, or you can serve it on the side. So let's get a fork. And let's have a taste of the salad. All right. Oh my. Let me tell you, the brininess of those olives and the savoriness of that dress of the Italian seasoning and the creaminess, the creamy saltiness of that Romano cheese. Baby, that's money. Okay, let's taste this chicken that I made earlier. Oh, yeah. Soft. Moist. Flavorful. Mm-hmm. Not too salty. Seasoned to perfection. Cooked just right. All right. Like I said, this is my dinner. And I am eating. I hope you get a chance to try these recipes. Simple, delicious, soul satisfying. I think you'll really like these. Do something kind for yourself. Make yourself this lovely three green salad. I am talking with food in my mouth. And have yourself a lovely piece of protein like chicken. And your body will thank you. All right. I'm going to finish my dinner. Thanks for joining me. Make sure you pop over to Collard Greens and Caviar for some of my food recipes. And I thank you for listening. We'll talk soon. Better yet, we'll eat soon. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.